Hello everybody and welcome back to another spoiler review with me, a Border Prince. Today we are talking about the interrogation of the interrogation of Salvor Lermontov, which I've listened to today. I've meant to listen to it for a while, but I went and got it on Amazon. And if you are going to get it, and I do suggest you do, because this is some quality stuff. This is top quality. This is probably one of the best audio sort of dramas, mini things I've listened to that they've ever done. I think it's definitely up there for me. How much was it now? Shit. I forget. Oh, it's like £3.50 sterling on Amazon. It's more expensive if you go to Black Library. This was incredible. This was amazing. You've got basically two actors, two voice actors. John Banks is there, and they're telling this story, and it captures it so well. They've got real emotion in there. It's the scene is set perfectly. The sound effects are perfect as well. Sometimes they go a bit over the top, you know, with explosions and stuff like this, but this one captures it just perfect, crystalline, like a diamond bullet. It was brilliant. It was incredible. This story is set after the Carrion Throne novel, which is the first novel in the Vaults of Terror series by the amazing Chris Raitt, and he is amazing. This dude is doing such incredible work. If I look back at now, some of the books that have stuck with me the most the last year or so, they're his, you know. The Vaults of Terror series, one of the most important sets of books that we've had in the 40K setting. They don't seem to get talked about much, but he's really the one that's been adding this depth to the world we've got. You know, Guy Haley's doing the Gilliman orientated stuff, but at the same time, particularly with Plague War, it's a bit distant from the sort of main storyline. It's a bit self-involved in that sort of thing. Whereas these ones, that, you know, you've got the custodies involved, you've got politics going on, you've got stuff that's going on Terra, you've got the Black Legion trying to block off the Soul System using Blackstone, all that stuff he's done. And this is a fantastic little short story, and I'm seriously saying this is probably this is brilliant. This is the best thing I've probably, the best audio only thing, best short story that I've listened to ever. From Black Library, I've got to say, yeah, it probably is. I mean, some of them be a bit more fun and stuff, but this one is intense. It's fucking great, and the information he's got in there, the things that he's saying, are brilliant. So you've got this Lermontov, who's, if you've read The Carrion Throne, he was basically leading a resistance army, and what's happening in that story is a cabal of inquisitors have got a fucking homunculus and brought it to Terra because they think that using its homunculus medical powers, you know, its doctoring, twisted doctoring powers, it can save the Emperor because the Golden Throne is failing. And they bring it to Terra, and it escapes and starts to, build wrecks and shit like this, and just like massacring the local population. This Lermontov is an ex-captain in the Imperial Guard who, as a reward for his great service, was granted a pilgrimage to Terra. And he ends up staying on Terra, but he becomes disgusted by what he sees there. It's not what he envisaged it to be, you know, the horror of the Imperium, the waste, the degradation, the corruption. And he starts to lead like a resistance army, and he uses this army to fight against this homunculus who's doing this, but also, you know, it's a resistance army against the Imperium. So this is the interrogation of him after he's been captured, without going into too much detail. But the Inquisitor's there, Inquisitor Crowell, great character as well, not too over the top, but you know, it's really strong character. And again, Chris Raitt, he does a fantastic job. He's in my top three, definitely, no doubt. Pretty high in the top three as well. Fantastic, absolutely fantastic. And like I say, I can't say enough that the scene itself, you know, you get this, pop it on your computer, play it. Or if you could, you know, pop your earphones in, you'll be engrossed. I'm not joking. It's fucking so deep and intense. It's brilliant. I mean, this is top tier stuff, you know. So there he's interrogating him. God, the things that they say, it's so good. It's so good. So for instance, the Inquisitor says, you know, he comes out with, you know, the psalm you know, you should never rebel against any of the emperor's servants because they're the emperor. You know, it's so quality. They do it. He does a nice little. The guy says he's saying, Lementov is saying, you know, we have to basically saying he's a revolutionary. He's saying we've got to bring it down. This is it's all corrupt. It's all wrong. It's not what it is. This is damnation. And the Inquisitor says, he tells the story of the building that they're in, this inquisitorial prison complex. And he says, well, you say this prison, it's crumbling. There's rot set in the building structure. We can't fix it though, because the rot's too deep. And if we tried to do it, we would destroy the building itself. So eventually this building will collapse. It will crumble away to nothing and die and be destroyed. And he's like, you know, and he's trying to, he's saying this as if it's, I forgot what my words are. I got drunk yesterday. I'm feeling a bit haggard. Sorry. but, you know, he's using it to show, as a reflection of what the Imperium is, the problem with the Imperium. And he says, you know, the Inquisition can't really, if we try to purge this, if we try to fix the Imperium, we destroy it. So what we can do is chip away at the edges, shore things up and keep things going on. Because that's all we can do. You know, we're losing this war. And they have a sort of back and forth with this, telling each other some truths, you know. And eventually the Inquisitor snaps, you know, and he's like, yeah, of course I hate it. I hate it, I know. But what can I do, you know? It's fucking intense. It's so quality. Oh, I love this. This was fantastic. I cannot recommend it enough. Yeah, you need to listen to this. It's like I say, it's only £3.99. £3.50, and I know, you know, you need to buy it. You won't find it anywhere else. I know some people have got sources, but it's nowhere. So you need to get it. It's too good not to listen to. This will add something. If you're a fan of these books, the Vaults of Terror series. If you're a fan of Chris Wray, if you're a fan of 40K lore, if you're a fan of the story of it, you know. I got flashbacks. It was everything, you know. It was like The Matrix, the interrogation there. It was like Blade Runner, you know. I mean, I just had it there. But he set the scene so well with the book series, this slipping in between. So this is in between the first book and the second book. But this is quality. If Black Library can come out with audio like this, little short stories, it's only 22 minutes long, but it's so good. I cannot exaggerate that enough. It's so good, and the information in there, and it's just, it flows so well, and I was super engaged with it. You know, I had to fucking sit down and listen to it. That's how good it was. I didn't just do things like I normally do. I sat down and listened to it. I was engrossed. It was fucking quality. So yeah, you need this in your life. Okay, next review will be Fulgrim. I was gonna do it today, but like I said, I went out and got drunk yesterday, and I only woke up a couple of hours ago. In the afternoon, really, so you'll have to excuse me. And plus as well, I need to put a bit of thought into that Fulgrim one, because there's a lot of information in there and I want to do it justice to you guys with my half-assed opinions. But yeah, this one, trust me, get this. It'll be this is money well spent, and I'll helpfully provide a link down there that you could use to pick it up. But you can, but yeah, but go and buy it on Audible. Because, I mean, you can go to the Black Library and buy it, but I think it costs more. And you'll just get, at least if you go to the Black Library, you'll just have the MP3 file. Whereas Audible, obviously, it's stuck as an audiobook through the Audible app and everything. So it's up to you what you want to do. There'll be links down below. But I cannot recommend this enough. This was amazing. I've got a bunch of other little, I think I bought 6 audiobooks. Sort of audio drama booky things. What did I buy? I've got Prophets of the War. I've just bought Brethren, which is the little short story that's before the Phil Kelly one with Sicarius. What the fuck's it called? Democles, I think. I can forget. Blades of Democles. It's a little short story before that. But I couldn't find it anywhere, and I found it on Audible, and it was like £2.62. So I was like, I'll just buy that. And Champions of the Eternal War, which I'll get into. That's got... that's Josh Reynolds, David Gaimo, and Ian St. Martin. So there's Lucius the Eternals there, and what's his face? Lucas the Trickster. And I've got Taker of Heads, Ian St. Martin, with the Mortificators. And everybody says that's fantastic, so I'll give that a go. But yeah, those ones will be coming up soon. Little short reviews like this, but Interrogation of Salvar Lermontov by Chris Raitt is stunning. It's just unbelievable. You need to get this. Best 22 minutes you'll spend this week. You know, it's not going to change your life, but it's brilliant. So yeah, I'm going to shoot off. Thank you very much for watching. Seriously, I'm going to listen. I've listened to it twice already. It's fucking great. So good. Yeah, amazing. All right, it's amazing. All right, I'll see you later. Thank you very much for watching. Cheers.